KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, also dense fog in the area, and it's 29 degrees. Dense fog advisory continues for the entire state until 9 a.m. We look for otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy skies today, a high of 36. Southerly winds becoming northwesterly this afternoon at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. One person was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center on Sunday following a snowmobile accident in Page County. State Patrol says 48-year-old William Steffens of Shenandoah was operating a 2003 Arctic Cat snowmobile south in the west ditch of Northwest Road at around 2:41 p.m. when the machine went out of control at the intersection of Day Street and struck a light pole. The accident remains under investigation. Shenandoah Police and Rescue assisted at the scene. Authorities in Clarinda are searching for a student who left the Clarinda Academy campus overnight. The student left campus at around 1:45 this morning and traveled in an unknown direction. Student was described as being a 15-year-old white male wearing a gray hoodie and blue sneakers. No other description was available. Anyone with information on his location is asked to contact their local law enforcement agency. Well, four people were transported to the hospital following a crash Saturday afternoon in Carroll County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2008 Dodge passenger car was traveling west on 170th Street at around 12:40 p.m. At the same time, a 2015 Chevy pickup was traveling eastbound. The car crested the hill. It was left to the center line and struck the pickup in a head-on sideswipe fashion. Afterward, the car came to rest in the north ditch. The pickup rolled over once and came to rest on its wheels in the opposite ditch. Authorities say the driver of the car, 26-year-old Tyler Mattingly of Fort Dodge, was flown by helicopter to Methodist Hospital. Two passengers were also flown by Unity Point helicopter to Methodist Hospital. 25-year-old Jacob Lawler of Wall Lake and 21-year-old Jordan Downs of Denver, Colorado. One other passenger, 22-year-old Aubrey Roper of Peyton, was transported to St. Anthony's Hospital by ambulance. Authorities say a distracted driver was a possible factor in the collision, which remains under investigation. A woman driving a 2019 Toyota RAV4 claims that the lane assist feature in her vehicle caused the SUV to leave the road on Saturday night near Yale in Guthrie County. Authorities say 43-year-old Denise Catherine Beadle of Jefferson was traveling west on Highway 141 at around 8:30 p.m. And as her vehicle was rounding a curve heading northwest on the highway, Beadle told deputies the lane assist feature took over the control of the wheel out of her hands because it was directing the car westbound instead of allowing her to take the curve around. The vehicle left the road and ended up in a ditch in an area between the curve and main highway. Beadle was uninjured. Her vehicle sustained $5,000 damage. There were no citations issued. In other news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will conduct an in-person and phone meeting today by 9 o'clock. And under the items on their agenda include organizational procedures such as the election of a board chair and vice chair, approved deputy clerk appointments by county auditor and attorney, action on a travel policy resolution, action on a master matrix resolution with regard to livestock confinement facilities, and the appointment of board members to area boards, commissions, as well as their alternates. In other business, the Adair County Supervisors will hold a public hearing on a fiscal year 2021 budget amendment, followed by action on a resolution to approve the amendment and appropriations. They'll also hear from Sheriff Jeff Vandewater with regard to a jail administrator new hire and County Engineer Nick Kaufman. He'll discuss several matters with the board, including empowerment of a county engineer, right-of-way and temporary easement purchase, a bridge weight limit resolution, and other secondary roads department's matters. During their meeting last week, the Adair County Supervisors voted to continue current Adair County Courthouse COVID-19 mitigation measures through at least the end of this month. That means the courthouse will remain locked and services will be conducted at a window outside the building. Beginning today, the supervisors will meet in person for budgeting purposes. Everyone else will participate by phone conference using the numbers that you can find in the same story on our news page and access code. Officials say visitors are asked to enter the west door elevator entrance window. They're asked to call the courthouse and employees can help them from that particular window. If someone must enter the facility, the staff will take their temperature. Otherwise, the driver's license services are by appointment only in Adair County. and five of the six Iowans serving today in the U.S. Congress were sworn into office yesterday. Third District Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, has started her second term in the U.S. House. Axne stood on the Capitol steps and recorded a statement that was posted on Twitter.
And I am looking forward to getting to work for Iowans once again, making sure that we address the issues, of course, with COVID and get people back to a healthy state and put money in their pockets. Of course, we've got to make sure coming out of that, that our country can thrive.
Axne is the dean of the Iowa delegation since the other three representatives from Iowa are all starting their first terms in the House. First District Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion posted a video on Twitter that she recorded as she walked toward the Capitol.
I am so excited. I'm ready to serve you. I spent my day today getting my office up and running. We're taking as many calls as we can already.
Fourth District Congresswoman Randy Feenstra, a Republican from Hall, issued a written statement saying that he looks forward to finding conservative solutions that will create a booming economy for taxpayers. Republican Marionette Miller Meeks of Omaha from Iowa's second congressional district was sworn in as a provisional member of the House. Democrat Rita Hart is asking a House committee to order another recount of the second district race after Miller Meeks won by just six votes. Miller Meeks, in a written statement, said in Congress she'll do her best to help Iowa workers and businesses get back to work and get children safely back to school. On the Senate side of the U.S. Capitol, the vice president administered the oath of office to Republican Joni Ernst, who has started her second term in the U.S. Senate.
Congratulations, Senator.
Senator Charles Grassley stood behind Ernst as she was sworn into office, but he didn't take the oath. Grassley has two more years remaining on his seventh term in the U.S. Senate. In the funeral announcements, Bernadette Grove, age 86, of Macedonia, died December 30th in Council Bluffs. An open visitation for Bernadette Grove will be held from 10 a.m. until noon today at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson, with the family not present. Dick Gibson, age 88, of Linden, died December 27th. Services for Dick Gibson will be held today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Louis Trall, age 90, of Walnut, died Thursday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Louis Trall will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. CDC guidelines will be observed and masks are required. Wilson McCurdy, age 96, of Panora, died December 28th in Guthrie Center. Services for Wilson McCurdy will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ken Crane, age 77, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Des Moines. A private family memorial service for Kenneth Ken Crane will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangement. The service will be recorded and available on Roland's website by midday on Thursday. Kenneth Doherty, age 72, of Dexter and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. Services for Kenneth Doherty will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Services will be live-streamed on their Facebook page. Peggy Jorgensen, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Iowa City. Services for Peggy Jorgensen will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Rex Noland, age 78, of Adair, died December 28th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rex Noland will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Marilyn Farote, age 91, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Marilyn Farote will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Leanne Hannah Davis, age 85, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Leanne Davis will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Memorial Park Cemetery in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Toodles Linen Sr., age 94, of Harlan, died December 25th. Massive Christian burial for Paul Linen Sr. will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church, at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janet Schwenke, age 87, of Messina, died Friday in Omaha. Services for Janet Schwenke will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Beryl Kenworthy, age 102, of Stewart, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A private graveside service for Beryl Kenworthy will be held soon, and a homemade ice cream celebration of life will be held in the summer. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jolynn Jody Nielsen, age 63, of Walnut, died Friday. For her wishes, cremation will take place and memorial services for Jody Nielsen will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Joy Green, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joy Green are pending with Esteen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.